Unit 3. Lesson 4. Page 54. Exercise 1. Listen and read. Who made the shoes every night?
The Elves and the Shoemaker. Once upon a time, a kind and honest shoemaker lived in town with his wife. They were very poor, but they were happy. The shoemaker worked hard, but he had no money. One night, the shoemaker was in his workshop. "Oh dear," he sighed. "I've only got enough leather for one more pair of shoes. But I'm too tired to make them tonight. I'll cut the leather now and make the shoes in the morning." The shoemaker cut out the leather and went to bed. The following morning, the shoemaker couldn't believe his eyes. He called to his wife to come quickly to the workshop. "Look at these shoes," said the shoemaker. There on his workbench was an amazing pair of shoes. "They are beautiful. Did you make them?" His wife looked surprised. "No, my dear. I didn't make them," he said. Then a man walked into the shop. "I have never seen such amazing shoes," he said. "Can I try them on?" He tried on the shoes. "They're perfect," he said, and paid the shoemaker. "Quickly," said the shoemaker's wife. "Go and buy some more leather." The shoemaker went to buy some more leather. When he arrived home, the shoemaker's wife had made him a delicious meal. "I will just cut out the leather and then come and eat." The shoemaker cut out the leather for two pairs of shoes and left the workshop for the night. The following morning, the shoemaker and his wife were amazed to see two beautiful pairs of shoes in the workshop. "We must find out who is making these shoes," said the shoemaker's wife. "Let's hide tonight and see who is helping us." That night, the shoemaker cut out the leather and then hid. They were very surprised to see two little elves. The elves started to make the shoes. Soon, they had made two more pairs of beautiful shoes. "We must thank the elves," said the shoemaker's wife. "Let's make them new clothes." The next night, the elves found their new clothes. They were so happy that they danced around the workshop before sitting down to make more shoes. Soon, people came from all over the land to buy the shoemaker's shoes. He and his wife weren't ever poor again, and they lived happily ever after.